Hi, I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome to another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by our friends at Wellwood Communications. Back so soon, I hear you say. Well, that's right. And that means it's time to speak exclusively to the latest addition to the Brayhead Clan roster. It's only been a couple of days since I was talking to Chris Frank, but the signings are now coming thick and fast. Well, I'm delighted to tell you I'm about to talk to Brayhead's latest addition, and even more excitingly, the new addition I'm about to speak to is Brayhead's brand new player assistant coach. The chap I'm about to speak to has spent the last 9 years or so playing in the AHL, playing for teams of the like of Manitoba Moose, Albany River Rats, Charlotte Checkers, Hamilton Bulldogs, and for the last 2 seasons at Adirondack Phantoms. It's also his first move to Europe. So, speaking to me on the telephone from North America is Zach Fitzgerald. And it's hello to Zach Fitzgerald. Hi Zach, congratulations on your move to Brayhead Clan. Firstly, what persuaded you to move to Europe at this stage of your career?
I'm 29 now. I've been playing in the American Hockey League for 9 seasons now. Trying to make the NHL, living the dream as a kid. You know, that's being over here in the U.S. That's kind of the goal. I got my one NHL game. I had the taste for a little bit more, but it never came. Had a pretty good career over here. That's over here in the U.S. I play a pretty tough role, so they're kind of expecting me to do a bunch of fighting and, you know, the physical stuff, which I don't shy away from and actually do love. But it's become, kind of a grind. And I think I need a change of scenery. And and the Brayhead Clan just seemed way too tempting not to, to see what it'd be like.
Now, what do you know of the British League so far? No doubt when you decided to come here, you'll have done a bit of research into the club, into the league and things like that. What have you learned so far?
I've actually spoken with a few buddies who played in the league over the years, some guys that are even going into the league this year. I've heard nothing but good things. I think it's more my style of hockey. It's, you got a little bit of roughness in there and you got your physical play, and those are things I like to do. But at the same time, I know that Brayhead's, it's always a competitive team. Looking at our roster this year, I think we've got a great chance, and if we can get things started nice and early, I think we're going to have a good chance at it this year. And that's another thing that really excited me was Brayhead seems to have a winning tradition, and how could you not want to live in Scotland?
That's a good answer. That'll go down well with the fans. Now, what qualities do you bring to Brayhead Clan that the fans can look forward to? What can they expect from you this year?
As a player, traditionally, I've been a pretty physical player. I use my physical attributes, to kind of make guys have their head on their shoulders. Like, if we're going in the corner, I'm going to try to hit you. And play physical, and that's just kind of my mentality. But obviously now on the bigger ice sheet, need to be more careful with that stuff. It's not going to go away from my game. That's what I probably the first thing I learned how to do when I was a kid was to hit, and that's my favorite part of the game. So you can expect some physical play, but I like to. I like to think that I can also add some offensive abilities. I've been pretty restricted here in the American Hockey League. If you went and looked at my stats over here, they're pretty minimal in the points category. And, I think that directly reflects my job, really, as how it was on the team, because they were expecting me to, mainly be physical, keep the puck out of our net, be a plus player rather than a minus player. And, it just seems like you're just so worried about things over here. And I think, I was never really able to show any offensive ability unless I had that chance where I felt comfortable and I could go. So I think, now this year with Brayhead, I feel like I'm going to be playing a lot. I'm definitely going to try to show a little bit more of that offensive ability. I know I have it. It's just a matter of getting it to the right people and them putting it in the net. And I'm excited for that opportunity to to try to show that. And you know, there's always a I can't give you a number of how many fights, but I'm guarantee you there's going to be a few. Just I got that Irish Scottish blood in me.
Good stuff. Let me ask you about that then. Just while you mention that, what you talk about the Irish Scottish blood thing, is it an ancestral thing that you have in your family?
It is. Fitzgerald, as you guys know, I'm sure, son of Gerald is the Irish name. But my father's mother is a McKenna, and he likes to tell everybody that he's Irish with a shot of Scotch in him. So that's kind of my little bit of my heritage. My mother's Swiss, but I feel like I got more of that that Irish Scottish in me.
Now, you're obviously excited to be coming to Scotland. You see it as a new opportunity as well. But how exciting a move is it for you and your family? I'm assuming your family are coming over, that is. You know, how excited are you to be coming over here?
Oh, she is completely excited. She's been looking up everything she can possibly find on the internet, everything to explore. Seems like such a beautiful city. There's so much to do. We love music. Probably 50% of the artists that we love to hear are coming through Glasgow, and that's really exciting to know. I'm looking forward to going to a Celtics game, maybe even a Rangers game. The crowd, I've heard nothing but great things about the fans over there. I know they like their hockey, and I'm hoping to make it exciting and keep them coming back, and you know, be a player that they're looking forward to seeing. And I just you know, having the Scottish heritage in my blood, and you know, I'm going home to see my grandma right before I leave. She's gonna give me all the tips and maybe some places to find some family, you know, tradition. And you know, I don't know, just it seems so cool over there. Just we've been exploring, all we can see is pictures and hearsay, but from what we see, it looks really cool. I've seen you do a couple interviews on the internet there and the live feed, so you got me all excited, man.
Now, when you say she, I take it that's your wife, yeah?
Yeah, I have, I got my wife, and we're bringing a dog. I don't want to spread any rumors or anything, but we might be, you know, starting a family over there. But you know, that's nor here nor there. So
good. Now, you're also the new assistant coach as well. You're clearly looking to get into coaching, obviously later in your career. You're still the right side of 30, if I can say that. What sort of things are you looking to learn in that position?
Well, it's always nice to have a look at basically the off ice stuff, to kind of know what's going on behind the scenes, to have a little bit of input on, you know, what's happening on the ice. You know, I'm not going in there expecting to be, you know, coaching everybody and telling them this and that. I'm going to rely, you know, mostly on Finner. I'm going to be kind of his more, you know, just to help to put input in, to be a leader on the ice, to try to lead with example, you know, working hard, playing hard, winning mentality, you know, trying to bring influences that I've learned from a lot of coaches over the years. I've had some pretty great coaches and, you know, guys that people look up to, and, you know, I've had really great relationships with most coaches. And I don't know. I think it'll be fun to take on. I mean, you know, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. But to have this, I guess to say, you know, maybe not on my resume, but to have the experience of, you know, talking with Finner and getting responses from the players and having some input in practice and maybe something in the game, and you know, to kind of take it. Take it with a grain of salt and learn. I got a lot to learn. You know, I've been playing a lot, but, you know, when you're playing a lot, you tend to just, you know, play the system, stick to it. But now I kind of get to, you know, get my hands on it and, try to influence the guys in the correct way and just have a good defensive back end, you know, just try to put out the pairings that I think work well, you know, maybe an offensive guy with a defensive guy, you know, things that kind of, you know, pair well. Good. So it should be fun.
Excellent. The final question, what do you hope to achieve with the club this year? I think I know the answer to this, but it's always nice to hear what you guys say.
Yeah, no, well, I guess, I think, you know, what you're thinking is I definitely want to, you know, have a good run in playoffs. I think, like I said before, Brayheads, you know, they're right up there at the top in the standings last year. And, you know, seems like it's a winning mentality. And I just want to, you know, I think one of the biggest things I'm going to be pushing is, you know, we got to win those games right at the beginning of the season, man, because when it comes down to it, those are the most important ones for points because, you know, everybody's getting to know each other. You win those games at the beginning, you start to start getting comfortable with your teammates and, you know, if you get a winning mentality, then, you know, it seems like everything's so much easier. You're having fun and guys are looking forward to making playoffs. And essentially that's my main goal is to at least make playoffs and then, you know, see how we can do there. And then, you know, personally, in a personal aspect, I want to be the best defenseman on the team. Maybe not, you know, with the most points or whatever, but just overall consistently. And I'm not saying that in an arrogant way. I just, you know, I want to be the best player. I want to be somebody that the young guys can bounce off of as well and be a leader.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you.
So there we are. Zach Fitzgerald becomes signing number 9 for Brayhead Clan for the 2014-15 season. My thanks to Zach for talking to me for Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Thanks to you, the listener. As ever, keep up to date with the latest news at Brayhead Clan on the website, brayheadclan.com. We're also on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @Brayhead_Clan. My name's Craig Anderson. I'll be back with you again soon with another new signing for Brayhead Clan. Bye for now.